1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Bob and Brian on Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Imagine a whole theater for you and 20 guests. Book your private cinema at Marcus Cinemas now for only $99. MarcusTheaters.com/private cinema.
Go ahead, Rock. Roll some music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the program. I'm out in the desert. The new home of J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah.
Phoenix. Our buddy, Frank Caliendo. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Doing great. What part of the day are you guys in? I know the hour, but did you start today?
We started. Yeah, so we're
just after 5.
Nothing unusual, Frank. Nothing weird going on. But thanks for asking.
Okay. No, because sometimes by the end of it, I remember, listening to you guys, and by the end, you sound a little bit more tired.
Yeah.
And by the end, it's kind of, yeah,
yes.
Hey.
Well, in those days, at this time, we were just sort of getting ready for a long, weird night. But it's a little different now.
Yeah.
No money came in those late hours. We had the 28 straight hours.
That's why we adjusted it to be, let's go to 2.
It was just kind of like a waste of time.
Yeah. So it's much more effective this way. But I'm glad you're remembering. I'm glad you asked. It's very, very kind of you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I don't know if you guys hear, but I am the free agent whisperer in the NFL. I make
What's this all? What is this all about? That you had some.
Listen. People are getting mad at me.
I'm not
mad at me.
Frank. Bob and Brian, we're not mad at you.
People X minus Bob and Brian were mad at me.
Yeah.
And this is what I say, because J.J. Watt came to the Arizona Cardinals, and Steve Keim, the general manager, whose son I coached in flag football, said on a national show that I had helped woo J.J. Watt to come to Arizona. And to that, I say that's 100% true, guys. People don't realize how much pull I have in the NFL, and I'm kind of like the Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan. There you go.
Oh, yeah, I've been watching Ray.
Brian just got done watching
that whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm a fixer, and they needed something. And people in Packer fans are mad at me. My wife's from Cleveland. Cleveland Browns fans are mad. But here's what happened. Your team didn't call me to make it happen. That's all.
Counting on the fact that you're a Waukesha South, right?
Yeah.
A Waukesha South man. A little true to your school thing going on there.
What really happened. I've known JJ for quite a while. I think I met him at the Riverside. I think it was the first time I met him was I was doing a show at the Riverside in Milwaukee. He and all of his brothers came out, or both his brothers came out to the show. We snuck him in. And one of the funny things about that was I Googled them a little, to know about the other brothers, because this is before they're in the NFL and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, so you're the tight end and you play defense. And JJ goes, wait, did you Google them? I'm like, I 100% did. I'm not even going to lie about it. I Googled your brother.
It would have seemed irresponsible not to do that, wouldn't it, Frank?
I think so. I think I was also wearing a pair of running shoes that were like an inch and a half off the ground because I'm only 5'6". And JJ called me on that. He was like, what are you trying to do? I go, I have bad ankles. I go running in these shoes. He's like, you're not running now, are you? I'm like, you got me. Yeah, I'm just trying to be average height. That's all I'm trying to do.
So
I got to know him a little bit. Whenever I'm driving around in the Dells with my family, went to the Dells a few years ago, I text him, billboards of Tommy Bartlett's Robot World and stuff like that. And we have a good laugh. And then with Steve Keim, the GM of the Cardinals, what had happened was I said, whenever there's a free agent available, I have a joke running with him. Like, do you want me to get him? Do you want me to get, whoever's on the market? He's like, yes. Yeah. So I say that with J.J. Watt. I go, you want me to get him? He's like, do it. I'm like, come on. He's like, no, text him right now. I want him bad. So I ended up texting J.J. and I said, listen, Steve Keim wants me to text you. Go wherever you want, that kind of thing. I don't want anybody mad at me. Enjoy, and it's nice here and stuff like that. And I hope you win a Super Bowl wherever you go. And he's like, thanks. And that was
really
it. Wait a
minute. You texted JJ?
Yeah.
And he texted you back?
Oh, yeah. I actually just texted him today.
I texted JJ the day he got free from Houston. I'm still waiting to hear back from him.
I guess we know who's on the Christmas card
list. Nothing
but
crickets on the Watt Exchange here. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah. Now we know the pecking order.
How many NFL coaches?
Hey, Bob, learn some voices.
How many NFL coach voices do you do, Frank? You got Gruden. You got Arians.
They got the Arians. That's what I'm talking about. Dead air. Caliendo called me. I said, "Hey, how can we get Tom Brady?" And Caliendo had it done in an hour. That's what it does, Daddy. Win or lose, we booze, baby. Make it happen. So, I'm getting off on tangents.
Andy Reid, don't you, in your pocket?
Yeah, but it's just a look. I just sink my neck back, my chin back to make my neck bigger, throwing a fake mustache and glasses, okay. And it's there. It's unfortunate how quickly I can look like Andy Reid. Then there's Sean McVay. You can do a little Sean McVay with just a memory. And then, of course, Gruden. It was funny because Kime said that I probably did John Gruden because I didn't do any voices to JJ. I just, texted him as a friend. And
call him up and start doing a show for him on the phone. It's like, what are you doing?
Well, people think that's what it's like. They think I'm doing puppet shows all the time. And so why would I text him as John Gruden to go to the Arizona Cardinals? I'll tell you what, man, you come to the Arizona Cardinals, you got Kingsbury. You don't have to deal with me, man. JJ Swat. That's what they're talking about, man. You'd be great in a 70s TV show.
So when push comes to shove, and I'm going to put you on the spot here, Frank. We've known each other for a long time, so we can do this to each other. Are you a Packer fan or are you a Cardinal fan? Because you grew up here, but you've been in the desert for a long time. You know the owner of the team, general manager?
I've actually hung out with the owner a little bit.
Right. The only thing that was missing from that whole JJ thing was you on the plane coming to pick him up.
Listen, I was. Who do you think was flying the plane, man?
Yeah, true. I didn't see the cockpit. Well,
maybe I was like the valet. Can I take your car, sir? Can I get your car, sir? I'm still. There's a lot. I have issues with teams. I'm a Packer fan. I've always been a Packer fan because I grew up in Packers. I was born in Chicago, so then my Italian side of my family's all from Chicago, and they're like, Frank, you root for the Packers now? What's going on over here?
Frankie,
when I was a little kid,
we got the Bears. We got the Bears. Would they sing the fight song?
No, but when my uncle sent us 5 foot by like 8 foot 85 Bears posters where everybody had mustaches and the people who didn't, we drew them on. But
good.
We had those. But you know how he got those? With his camel bucks. They were traded
with his what?
Camel bucks.
His cigarette
coupon?
Proof of purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the NFL nowadays being associated with a cigarette company?
kind of goes against the grain now,
Packer fan. But there's a pecking order. If I got to get a free agent, it's Gruden first because he's my bread and butter.
Yeah.
So they invite me to do stuff all the time over, for the Raiders. He's like, what are you doing this weekend, man? You want to come down to Darth Vader's helmet and make some people laugh? All right, whatever you want. So Packers and then the Cardinals. So and sometimes get a little murky. As I've gotten to meet some of these players, it's amazing. Like Drew Brees has been a friend over the years. He let my son watch game tape with him and the other quarterbacks in the quarterback room. So,
you did Bruce Arians in front of his team. Was that in
Hard Knocks?
It was for the Amazon Prime version of that years ago. Mm. I did that, and then I just did an event with Rich Eisen, a virtual event with Rich Eisen and BA. And I had the hat on and glasses, and I was the first one on with Rich. And then Bruce came on, and he was wearing the same stuff. It was just That's what I'm talking about, Daddy. Just the only thing is, and I had this big vat of Crown Royal in my hand, and his was bigger. Mine was a joke prop, and he had something. It was just ridiculous. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still get that empty feeling. If the Packers, when they lose, I still get that empty feeling of what now.
Yeah,
I still got that in it.
Yeah. So
it's still an empty feeling.
Well, that's, you know, getting down. We talked about this earlier in the day. It's quite a few hours ago now. But as it turns out, when you see the dollars, well, the Packers, they couldn't have competed with that. I mean, they just the cap that they're under. They didn't have that much cash to throw JJ's way.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm surprised the Cardinals spent that kind of money. Here's the one thing that I will tell you, that I already believe that J.J. Watt, in terms of just energy in the city and talking about the team, is already worth it. That guy is like, it's like TMZ's following him everywhere he goes. Those jerseys are going to go nuts. And the energy, and when I texted him today, he's like, I'm going to make this thing go. He gets you in this frame of mind. He's got something, and he's a leader and powerful. And
has JJ heard your Mike Tyson?
My Mike Tyson?
Frank said, learn to do voices.
Oh, that's true. I do Mike Tyson. I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I do it for you, Frank?
Oh, I've been waiting.
I don't want to overstep any bounds here. Yeah, because we're
learning to. If you had done this voice for JJ Watt,
oh, you're right. If I would have, yep, we'd probably be a Green Bay Packer. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I was the champ. I was thugging that guy in the head so hard, his mother was feeling it. I broke his back. That guy, I'm the champ. He wanted to be the champ. I'm the champ. Yeah.
Too late now.
What do you think?
Too little, too late.
Well, the best thing is it also, just like mine, doubles as Jay Leno. What's the deal with this? Have you seen Evander Holyfield? Not all of them. I got half of here.
Hey, wait a minute. You calling me Jay Leno? I'll knock your block off.
You do Dr. Smith, too.
I'll knock your block off. Will you?
Just excited sometimes.
I do Dr. Smith from Lost in Space.
But only like one word.
How have I not done these for Frank before?
How have you not done them for J.J. Watt, if that's what gets you?
Oh, so it's my fault?
It's your fault.
All right, you ready for it? Can I do Dr. Smith for you, Frank?
I can't wait. Because when I was a kid, I didn't know whether Dr. Smith was a good guy or a bad guy, and I was constantly confused watching that show.
He was a bad guy.
Okay. Yeah, but every now and then they'd have him do something valiant or heroic.
Right,
what?
They'd pull him out of the, he'd pull his ass out of the fire, and he's not so bad.
They were always saving him. He was always.
I know.
All right. You ready for
this? He gets in trouble. So Dr. Smith gets in trouble, and what do you hear?
All right, you ready? No. Will. No.
And that's about it.
How's that?
That was fantastic. Thanks. I think that you should work on a scene between Dr. Smith
and Mike Tyson.
No, Will, no. I'm going to knock your block off, Will, no.
Dr. Smith, come here. No, Mike, you mustn't.
And Curtis, you do Curtis too.
Curtis?
Hold on. Dr. Smith can go right into Judge Smales, Spalding. I want you on the golf course in 5 minutes. Drop.
That's right. I have one. Okay, one more, Frank.
Don't forget about Tony Romo calling the action too, Bob. It's a lot of these guys.
Frank.
That's reading right there.
All right, Frank, there might be a few more. All right. Okay. Who are we going to do here? Oh, Tony Curtis in Spartak is talking to Kirk Douglas. You ready? I love you, Spartacus.
That might be your best, actually.
You like that? I love you, Spartacus.
Yeah,
okay.
I got to believe the donations are rolling in right now.
Damn right, Frank.
They talk to Caliendo, and Bob's doing all these imitations. What the hell?
It's all right, Frank will be here tomorrow to finish up the show.
What the hell was I listening for? I don't even know.
Well, you guys keep naming all these voices. Then there's Romo.
All right, here's Romo. It got out of control.
I don't know, Jim.
I don't know, Jim. I think this might be a pass.
This is the worst one.
I don't know, Jim.
That's Romo.
You've heard me do Romo before, right?
Okay. Let's compare them.
Go ahead.
Let's see who does a better Romo, you or me.
Jim, this is really, really great. It's incredible and amazing, and I can't believe he's about to do this. And here we go, Jim. Tony.
Now there. There we go.
Did you guys hear them do that during the game? That's them doing my bit. But if you hear them do that on CBS, Nance and Romo, so every time Romo gets excited, he'll say, oh, this is going to be incredible. Here we go, Jim. And then Nance, when he gets excited, sounds like somebody's playing with the audio dial. He'll be like, to the sideline. By the time his face took words, so I turned it into, oh, Jim, here we go, Jim. Tony. And then something happened. And they try to do it on TV, and Nance screws it up all the time. They're like, here we go, Jim. And Nance is going, here we go, Jim. He's like, no, you do Tony. Tony.
It's like Nance can't do himself, right?
Right. He gets confused. Jim. Hello, friends. Jim Nance, along with my pal, Tony Romo. Tony. Oh, Jim. It's going to be really, really great. I'm excited and amazed. And I'm amazingly excited. It's going to be probably one of the best things I've ever seen. You can actually feel me smiling right now. Skechers.
Tony is actually a pretty fun announcer to listen to.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
I actually like both of them together because Nance is so flowy. And, you know, I guess some people might think it's too – he's got a different voice for Augusta, you know, in golf than he does mm-hmm. for football. Mm-hmm. But I like, you know, all the number one crews, people don't realize how hard that is to do that. And you say a lot of the same things all the time. You have to because you're always explaining the game. But even to go back to my original bit of Summerall and Madden, could you imagine I guess Madden would still probably work today, but Summerall's play-by-play, and that was the original bit, was he just did the phrases. He'd be like, to the sideline, first down. Nobody – They form full sentences nowadays and talk in paragraphs and, you know, guide you all the way through. The way Summerall did it was just. Did you ever hear that story about the murder she wrote? Have you heard that in some of those documentaries?
No.
You mean him doing the read for tonight on Murder She Wrote, Jessica Vines?
Yeah, because the way they would do it, because it has a comma, so he would say tonight on Murder She Wrote. So that got to be a huge thing that they would see how long Mad was talking about. He would be waiting for that pause, and then the she wrote would come, and we'd have to turn the microphone down. I mean, it's amazing to hear that. And the guys, a couple guys I know used to work in that booth with Mad and Summerall, and those guys, you know, Madden off camera, you know, would just be throwing F-bombs around and swearing and all kinds of stuff. He said, that was what you really wanted to hear. If people could have heard those guys just talking, that would have been the best.
Have you worked on maybe a bluer John Madden impersonation, having all that in your back pocket now
for the company parties?
I've done it a couple times. I've done it a couple times online with people. You know, I do viral videos and do a voiceover for a viral video. And, you know, obviously I can't say any of it here, but
right.
Holy, you know. Just, I don't know if you can say that, John. I just effing missed.
Do you realize the triangle that you've created here of Wisconsin people, Romo, J.J. Watt, and yourself? You know, you just casually drop their names. Well, I told J.J. and then, you know, Romo is out there. You guys all lived within 30 miles of each other at one time?
It's crazy because I was Waukesha, J.J. Yeah. Pewaukee, yeah. And Romo's Burlington. Right,
right, right.
Oh, get to the Coke Factory. It's going to be really, really great.
Well, you didn't live in Burlington Coat Factory, Tony. You lived in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I sure did. I was trying them out every single day. I go down there, try the ladies, and then I was ahead of my time. People think I'm a Skechers guy. So that might be true right now, but let me say this. It was just one of the most amazing garb I've ever worn, and I would go back to it in a second.
I don't know, Jim. I like that coat.
No, I don't know where I am.
So what are you doing with yourself these days, Frank? I mean, this COVID thing, I mean, I suppose you can podcast and you can drop in on stuff, nonsense like this, but how, you keep busy?
Yeah, I mean, my kids seem to take up a lot of my time. I don't know what's going on, why that is. But, yeah, just working on different things. I've just been throwing stuff out there in social media. I have meetings once in a while for, you know, people pitching shows. And,
yeah.
You know, just little bits of stuff here and there. I'm doing some certain events as it gets towards summer. It's really weird though. I've done a couple of the, you know, socially distanced comedy type shows. It's almost like an outdoor type of events, and they were corporate event type of things. And it's just really odd and weird. It's difficult because, you know, comedy, you need people together, and the laughter gets, you know, you can get a roll. So you can't really get that kind of stuff outside. I'm going to drop another huge name for you guys because that's what I do. I don't know. I don't know why I've become such good friends with him, but he texts me every day now. Gruden is actually great friends with him too, but Carrot Top.
Carrot Top?
Really?
Oh, yeah. And if you've never seen his show, you know, I know he's a punchline to a lot of people's jokes, and I probably am as well. He is brilliant. The stuff he does on stage, and some of it you go, okay. But you watch most of it, the way he works music into his show. But Gruden is a huge fan of Carrot Top. That's it.
Gruden raving about Carrot Top. Gruden doing
I'll
a review.
I'll tell you what, man. What do you got? Come on, you got more stuff in those trunks, man? What are you pulling out of there? You got roller skates and a watermelon, man, or
that's yeah. No, it just sounds like you're making fun of the guy. So.
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
Gruden ever seen really Gallagher?
No, Gallagher.
I don't know, but Carrot Top just sent me a video the other day of Gallagher showing up at his show, which was pretty funny. But Gallagher told him he was doing all of his props wrong. He's like, "You're not doing that right. Here's how you do it."
Nobody knows what Gallagher sounds like, but that's what Gallagher sounds like right there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's about Gallagher. So, it's I'm thinking about going out on roller skates and doing my own Gallagher impression now. So
there you go. Don't forget the suspenders and the hat
and the sledge-o-matic, right? That was
sledge-o-matic.
That was the end of the show.
But
that's a long pause. That was a long pause.
That was a long.
Almost Jim Rome level there. We were both trying to be courteous, and what happened? Dead air. How great is that?
COVID. Damn you, COVID.
Hold on. That's such a Rome word, COVID. What's wrong with you? We used to be able to hang out with each other and see the bottoms of each other's faces. But now what do we see? Eyes, unless you're wearing sunglasses, and surgery masks, and people are now wearing masks with printings of their faces on it. What is going on with you, dude, wearing your face? Do you ever look in the mirror and eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich while wearing your mask that looks like your face? That's probably the stupidest thing I've ever thought of. How great was that? COVID.
Tell me you're friends with Jim Rome, too.
No, he doesn't like me at all.
Really?
No.
Really?
He doesn't. I've never even been able to get eye contact.
Okay. No. All right, well.
Fine.
Good. You don't have to be friends You don't have to be friends with everybody, I suppose. You've got plenty.
It hurts me when I am friends with them because then I start to worry about what I'm doing.
You know what?
Like when they don't like me, it's more fun because then I don't care.
You know what,
but
Frank?
As soon as they, what?
When you decide to do a Bob and Brian impersonation, I'll be good with it. I'll be fine with it.
This is so pathetic now.
Begging a guy to do me. Well, that sounds bad too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, please do me. Okay, Frank, we have to go. It's been great talking to you. Glad you could help us.
I'm sure it's getting, well, it's not getting close to dinner for you, is it? It's
in the desert. I hope you'll come by and see us soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks, guys. I actually have tears in my eyes. Thank you.
Frank, it's always a blast talking to you.
Yeah, and thank you. And hey, if I could get some, if I could get the audio tape of this, because I need to work. I want to filter some of your voice.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'll get that to you. I'm willing to open for you too, Frank.
Oh, boy.
When things settle down.
That's great.
This is very
sad.
Then
I can be the second ventriloquist on stage. All right, we just saw the guy with the puppet. There's another guy with a puppet.
All right, thanks, Frank.
All right,
thanks very much.
See you guys.
Be good. Frank Caliendo helping us out on the Mac Fund Radiothon.